This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to the radio show. Anyway, a lot of things going on. Clearly, one of the biggest news days in a long, long time. Of course, every day is a big news day. They just get bigger and bigger and bigger. A lot of things happened over the weekend. Of course, our own Will Johnson up in Portland and also in Berkeley, trying to make America great again, doing a fantastic job. He made a huge, huge splash up there. He always does, no matter where he goes. And you haven't gotten to know Will Johnson, you need to. Unite America First is his website, uniteamericafirst.com. And he's got some great stuff that he's doing out there. Courageous American, really putting it to the left. There's no doubt about it. And he's got the credentials to do it. You know, another citizen who's rising up and throwing off the shackles of tyranny. Also talked in the first hour to our very own Dane Sensor, reporting to us from Chicago. Of course, he's a native Chicago, and he's up there in business right now. But he's also the new California County Chair for San Luis Obispo County. So he was doing some reporting, double duty, so to speak. And, of course, 10 killed, 53 wounded in Chicago over the weekend. And basically, this is retaliation because they had this march for peace and nonviolence. And they didn't invite Rahm Emanuel to the march. This was out there in the big freeway out there by Wrigley Field and blocked traffic and all that good stuff. So it was a statement against Rahm Emanuel. And, of course, what happens the very next day? Gangsters show up and just start blowing people away. So 10 killed, 53 wounded in one weekend. It was payback, I think, for the Rahm Emanuel forces. And, of course, the big question we were asking Dane in the first hour is, where is the governor, this Republican governor who's not, he can't be a Republican. Ask Paul Ryan if he's a Republican or not. Oh, he's a Paul Ryan type of Republican, I'm sure. Anyway, he's just nowhere to be found. And, you know, nothing's going to happen there. And they're pleading to the president to help, which the president will be more than happy to do. But he's got to follow the Constitution. And the governor is the one who needs to make the request. And he needs to bring in the National Guard there. It's just open season, open hunting on citizens of Chicago. We've also got this thing with Maduro. They tried to kill him with drone bombs. It's a new age after all, isn't it? And of course, we've got these raging fires out here in California, and that's just absolutely devastating to the environment out here. And of course, I blame Jerry Brown for this. And now you can take the angle that you can blame him because he's doing this with those people that are part of the UC system in the Department of Water Resources in terms of geoengineering and all this other good stuff, and working with those globalists that are creating the chemtrails and the harping and all that, you can do that. Okay, you can look at it from that angle and say he's doing that and creating all these fires. Because the fires that we have are absolutely unprecedented here in California. I've lived here all my life, and I've been in fires, I've been involved with stopping fires, I've worked with all the different fire agencies for one capacity or another, and I can tell you the number of fires and the way that they've started all suddenly and the type of weather patterning that's been going on, all suspicious. Now, you can look at it that way, or you can look at it that he's been grossly negligent in doing any kind of fire suppression areas as they have been needed over the years. Because why? He's been taking the money that's been allocated to that and using it elsewhere for his social justice program, such as doing what? Oh, paying $26 billion for illegal foreign nationals last year in California. Now, where did he get the money to do that? Well, he had to rob Peter to pay Paul. It's just like with the Oroville Dam. Negligence on his part with the Oroville Dam. Completely, almost killed me and another million Californians on February 12th, 2017. The dam almost broke, came down. Would have ended 24 feet above my head where I'm sitting right now in Studio 21. Now, I'm not a happy camper about that, but that's complete negligence on his part. He knew the dam had problems. He should have been spending money on repair and maintenance. He took all that money and used it for other things. That's a fact. That's a verified fact. I talked to people directly about that. We know how he does it, and he did it. That's the game that Jerry Brown's been playing. Of course, where does all the money go? That's the other question to all of his benefactors. Anyway, we have a guest with us right now, or actually a caller in... Let's see. I've got to press the right buttons here. Okay. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Here.
Okay, good. And who
I'm
is this
here.
Now?
Steve Elkins.
Steve, from Off the Beaten Path, I believe. So, Steve.
Yeah, Republic Broadcasting Network.
So, welcome to the show. Yeah, welcome to the show, and tell us what you got.
Well, I was just going to add to your little list there. Plus, I have a question for you. You know, Hegel's dialectic problem, reaction, solution, allowing these fires to kind of take off and like a firestorm without actually starting on the suppression of these fires is a big part of that. And that's why your problem is getting worse and worse in California there. But that actually initially was the first fire you and I talked about in Northern California up in Calistoga area, how that thing started at one. And they didn't even bother try to put this thing out or anything about it. No fire, controlling it all until the following day at 12 hours later. But hey, my question to you.
Let me back you up here a little bit. I want to refresh the memory of the audience here, because you're talking about the fires last October in Sonoma County in Calistoga,
right,
in which what happened
right
there, you had 65 small fires suddenly break out around the Calistoga area suddenly.
Right.
Suddenly, 65 yeah small fires. That was a huge number. That came by my sources, actually, were telling me that. By 1:30 that morning, that's what was coming across the airwaves over there in Mendocino County through the fire department. Isn't that amazing?
Right.
So, go ahead.
No lightning strikes.
No.
I mean, they had some high winds. So they kind of figured this out really well to carry the fires, but there were definitely people setting these fires, no doubt about it. And you've talked about it, the Agenda 21 depopulation and this ICLEI of basically forcing people out of these areas and then claiming the land, the government reclaiming the land for themselves and not allowing the people to go back and rebuild. But, you know, my question to you, Paul, is I had a question to me on Sunday's show that asked me, we in the independent media talk a lot about the symptoms of what's going on, the symptoms, but not offering a lot of solutions. And I said, well, I fired back and said, you know, we have a judicial branch, Paul, that is not doing what it's supposed to be doing. It's not investigating. It's not enforcing law until, I guess, and I can only assume that the deep state is either controlling our intelligence or they're part of the deep state, the intelligence itself, But we see the DOJ and the FBI, you know, doing nothing or dragging their heels on many, many investigations, and Hillary Clinton is just one. But I told this listener, I said, you know, it's a frustration I have. I talk about the symptoms, what's going on, and basically the intelligence or DOJ is not doing anything. The FBI is not doing anything, really. And until there's, I guess, a revolution that happens or a complete economic collapse, which will allow us to do a reset and change course and get out these bad apples and start doing the job we should be doing, throwing these people in prison. But we're just kind of waiting for, buying our time, waiting, I guess, for either the collapse or the revolution to take place in order to reclaim our Constitution.
Well, yeah, that's in essence what's happening in California, because you have lawlessness here. And, you know, our situation, like with New California, newcaliforniastate.com is our, of course, our website. We have just said, and this is what has to happen, which has appropriately been happening, actually, and we saw a demonstration over there in Illinois, is people get to the point where they say, wait a minute, time out. The system is completely broken. We are taking it upon ourselves to change it. And they own that. And they own that change, and then now they can just look at it and say that it's completely corrupt. Like, that's what we look at in California. It's completely corrupt. There's nothing about the governance system in California that's appropriate. And we are rising up, and we rise up constitutionally, which is, of course, the lawful way to do it. But in Chicago, they're starting to figure that out, too. That's why they had that peaceful demonstration. Hang on here, Steve. We got the break coming up. When we come back, we'll pick you back up on the other side. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, MyPillow. Your promo discount code is AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Possible. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented my pillow. You can adjust my pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I'm talking with Steve Elkins. Off the Beaten Path is his radio show. It's on Republic Radio. And Steve, you got a couple more comments. We're going to run for time here. You there, Steve? Oh, did we lose him? Deep State Steve, are you there? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I think you were. Are you there?
Yeah, the you know, like I said, I told the caller, we're just kind of buying our time waiting for the whole system to collapse before we can actually do something. And, I mean, I've gone to these town council meetings. I've met in Santa Rosa and the board meetings and made the argument using citing our Constitution and actually pointed fingers at each of the council members and said, I hold you to a higher standard to follow the rule of law. And it was on this sanctuary city of Santa Rosa at the time, and they did whatever they wanted to do. They they're not abiding by the Constitution. And I got to tell you, I threw my hands up with my friend and said, "Let's get out of here before we get attacked," because the whole room was full of illegal aliens who've been there, who've come there from Mexico and other places, and very hostile group. And you have to worry about your safety, but. Like I said, I guess we're going to have to wait till either the economic collapse or we finally say we've had enough and a revolution begins. I'm not sure where we go, but all we can talk right now is about the symptoms, but the solution is, I guess, when it collapses.
Well, you know, and the thing about California is that it's going to collapse. It's only got one way to go, and that's down economically. It can't sustain itself. There's no, and everybody sees this. It's all in the tea leaves that are out there. But, you know, it's how that fall is addressed and how it's appropriate enough. And that's why we're doing New California. Clearly, as we don't want to have any kind of shooting revolution or anything like that. There are ways in which we can eliminate these kind of things. But there certainly is a lot of talk on the other side, as you know. There has been. You got La Raza and you got Mecha and you've got Maldef and all that. And now some of them, it's kind of interesting. You know, it was interesting back in the day, as an example with Mecha, a lot of educators latched onto the Mecha notion and turned it into a positive thing, getting kids to assimilate, you know, from Mexico in the educational. But then there's also the Mecha of the revolutionary variety. And then there's got La Raza in the northern variety, which is, of course, very, very Marxist and Maoist in nature. And they're the ones who are promoting the return to Aztlan, Reconquista movement and all that stuff, which has many, many roots and deeply embedded in the Mexican culture, where they want to take over California and all that. And the revolutionaries, there's no question about it. And the offshoot of that, of course, is MS-13. A violent, vicious gang that's really was founded in Southern California as part of the Sereños, then it moved on into Central America, then back now in full force up here. It's kind of an interesting thing where they've been trying to lay the groundwork for revolution. And we're fully aware of that, and that's, like I said, one of the reasons why we're trying to move so quickly with a new California solution, which will, I think, preempt a lot of the violence, but... It certainly, we live in very, very strange times when you have a group trying to break away and secede from the nation through CalExit, which is actually, this is a subsidiary group of Mecha and La Raza and all that stuff. But, you know, here in California, by creating another state from a state in terms of New California, we're going to be offering a brand new economic model and everything else that'll really help old California out of its woes. But I don't think we're going to get away from that. It's going to be hard to get away from that group who wants to promote violence and all the stuff that they do through the environmental crazies, the environmental terrorism, like what we're seeing right now being executed by Jerry Brown.
You know, Paul, I think right now is the perfect time for Donald Trump to really show presidential powers in that, you know, he's kind of lagged on this, I think, personally. He had an opportunity when Governor Jerry Brown said that the state of California will be a sanctuary city, defying federal immigration law. It would have been the opportune time to kind of like pull one of those Ronald Reagans when he shut down PATCO. He gave them a couple warnings and he basically broke their back. But it would have been a good time, I think, for to make an example out of Jerry Brown, who's defying federal law, immigration law, to have him jailed, send a message to the other governors and mayors who refuse to follow federal immigration law. I'm a little disappointed that he didn't even try that, because he had the right to do so. He should have done that.
I don't think he the timing wasn't right, and I agree with you. I mean, I think he has certainly the guts to do it. The timing has to be right, and I'm like you, like a lot of people. You want it to happen now. You see the wrong, you want to right it, and unfortunately, the timing. He's on a path for doing something. There's no question. He's on the path for doing something in California, just like he's on the path for doing something in Chicago. But these people have to kind of hang themselves, so to speak, and. That's clearly what's going to happen with Jerry Brown out here economically. And the odd thing about this, when California goes through its financial collapse, is it's not going to be Jerry Brown the governor. It's either going to be Newsom or it's going to be John Cox. And they're going to have to be the ones dealing with it. And, of course, either one's – I don't think there's any difference between John Cox and Gavin Newsom in terms of how they're going to govern. I think they're both basically of the same ilk. So It's California in its totality that all these problems have to come to the surface in order for the president to act. I think he has a clear mandate under an economic collapse, which hasn't happened yet. But when there is that economic collapse, he has a clear mandate to do something about it. And that's when he can come in and declare that there's an insurrection in California and then do all the things that he can do to dissolve the government, form a new government and that sort of thing. I think that's definitely a clear pathway, and it's going to stop a lot of other things. He's basically slowly, you know, like I say about Donald Trump, he's the world's greatest rope salesman, and he has, I think, given Jerry Brown all the rope he's going to get. And all of the other, Brownites out there, such as your Gavin Newsom and John Cox and all these other people, and Kevin DeLeon. I think these people have just about run out of rope. And I think in the next 6 months, in particular, 6 months to 8 months, you're going to see some major movement in that direction. But it's clear that he's going to, I think, declare an insurrection in California. I say there's a 60% chance that he's going to declare insurrection in California. At this point in time, which I think is very high probability.
You know, when it came out of the border wall, he talked about shutting down the government unless he got his funding for the border wall. Paul, I just wondered, why not just, if it's for the safety of our nation, and we have a war on terrorism, we've had one for 17 years, why not just write an executive order to protect the American people and the funding be allocated for building a wall? Don't wait for somebody to give you permission or give you the resources. Simply write an executive order and build the wall to make America safe.
Well, I don't think he's got the mechanisms to be able to do that immediately. And I think that politically it wouldn't be a good idea right now, given the situation coming up to this election. He is going to be able to knock out a red wave here. And I believe it's pretty obvious to me. I think out here in California, he's going to be able to pick up at least four seats in the House of Representatives, which would just be huge. Of course, for us in New California, we want those seats because, you know, in a year from now, a year and a half, we're going to be pounded on everybody's door up there in Washington to achieve statehood. So for us, it's a good thing to have four more seats. I mean, this is the ridiculous nature of what's going on in California. There's 53 members of the House of Representatives, and there's only 14 of them are Republicans. Shows you what kind of a monoparty system. Listen, Rick, we have to run for time. Steve, we have to run for time. We want to thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Okay, we'll be right back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Wow. Wow. Lots of coffee. Lots of coffee today. One more little sip. I mean, the pot's empty. This is the last cup, and it's just as good as it was fresh perked. Mmm. Agenda 21 Radio coffee. Let's see. Okay. Agenda 21 Radio is, let's see, we've got some more callers calling in, it looks like. Agenda 21 Radio is sponsored by you, and we do appreciate your donations that do come into Agenda 21 Radio. We are a nonprofit organization, so there you have it. There you have it, and we support ourselves with generous donations from our supporters of Agenda 21 Radio. So please visit our website and press the donate button. It's down at the bottom of the website, agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news. You can donate there. Also, you can call in 215-867-8255 867-8255. And look, something's going on here. Something happened here. We're going to figure this one out. All right, now, here we go. Something's happening that's not normal. I just love it when technology, because I've had a caller on the line, and all of a sudden, no more. The technology failed me. Here we go. Maybe. Yep, here we go. Okay, so here's the area code, 215-867-8255. Okay, we've gone live. All right, now here we go. I'm sorry. Get these technology things all worked out, and we're just double trouble around here. Information about this Molly Tibbetts. I'm telling you the parallels behind some cases that I've worked in the past are strikingly similar to what's going on with this Molly Tibbetts, 20-year-old girl. Cute girl. She's in love with her boyfriend. They've been boyfriend-girlfriend since like fourth grade or something just crazy like that. And all the things that have been going on. But the latest that we have so far on her is that there's been a suspicious black SUV and hundreds of leads that have been developed over time where Molly Tibbetts was staying on the night she vanished. A neighbor revealed to Fox News it in what could be a new clue to the college student's disappearance. The driver went very slowly around the neighborhood the night of July 18th, according to a young woman who lives a block away from the home of Tibbetts' boyfriend, Dalton Jack. The woman told Fox News that she reported it to the FBI when she was questioned. Investigators so far have not commented on it. They said that they're following up on hundreds of leads in Tibbetts' disappearance, and the missing University of Iowa sophomore was last seen jogging on July 18th in the area where she was dog-sitting at her boyfriend's home. Also on Sunday, an FBI agent briefly questioned Wayne Chaney, the owner of a nearby farm, for the third time in connection with Tibbetts' disappearance, although it's unclear why. The FBI last week searched Chaney's home and some of his property and looked through his cell phone. He claimed that law enforcement asked him... I'm telling you... Gosh, you know... I'm just sitting here thinking about some of the things that we've worked on. This sounds so similar. Now, I'm going to go back to the hog farmer. The hog farmer has been completely cooperative and upfront with everybody. He's given them complete access to his farm, and then they want him to take a lie detector test. I just don't believe in lie detectors. I'm sorry. I don't trust them because I don't trust the operators. I've never taken one, never had any reason to take one, but I just don't trust them. I've always used the one-on-one approach for these kind of folks that are lying in investigations and things, and I've always managed to get the truth out of them. But my point is, I just don't think it's a dependable technology. I mean, there's so many other variables that are on there, you know, that come into lying. I mean, I've worked with some really good liars. And didn't you over the last 8 years with Obama? Huh? I mean, you knew he flagrantly in your face. You can keep your doctor. Wasn't he lying to you? Do you think Obama would consent to a lie detector test? Hey, I will if you will. Listen, I will consent to anything in a lie detector test if Obama can also consent to a lie detector test. Let me know when that happens. I'll be right there. I'll rush right down and put the wires on myself. seriously. Yeah. If he consents, I consent. But, you know, here's the thing. He's such a good liar. But, you know, the thing with all liars, like everybody gets it with Obama, unless you're really a fool, and a lot of people are fools. They can be fooled very easily by the liars right in front of them. Your lying eyes, as they say. And Obama was one of those kind of guys. But I'm going to get back to this case here because it's so relevant to what's been going on. They also had a rash of missing persons in Iowa. Now, this is the other thing. But, okay, I'm going to reveal to you. I've seen cases like this where there's some sort of a person who's involved with perhaps arranging the abduction. And getting paid to facilitate the abduction. They didn't do the abduction, but they provided a way in which it could happen. Of course, that's obviously criminal. But they get, hey, they don't claim that they did anything to anybody. And I'm not going to get into the mechanisms, how it works, for obvious reasons. But there's oftentimes an intermediary, and the intermediary plays a function in how people are abducted and how people are trafficked. Okay, maybe you understand that, but I know it's all coded and everything. But there's another thing that really bothers me, and why no one's speaking up about this, and that is that in Iowa there's been a number of claims of reports about missing persons in Iowa. Now, it says here, where are we at? Gosh darn. It says, since Molly Tibbetts vanished on July 18th, 49 other people have been listed as missing on the Iowa Department of Public Safety's database. 49. I mean, it's a rural area. It's not like you got 10, 20 million people. It's a rural area, Iowa. But 49 people missing. It says they hail from all over the state, from towns and cities, big and small, and the vast majority of them are under age 20 years old. Think bigger picture. Okay, if you, let's say you had 49 people scattered through the state the size of Iowa. If you had 49 people there, and they were of all age range, I might believe it. Okay. I might believe the statements that I was hearing coming from some of the talking heads on TV that, oh, this is just a normal number of people who could be missing in a state like Iowa. I wanted to jump through the screen. That's not normal. Under the age of 20 is normal. 49? That's not normal. Now, runaways, that sort of, yeah, I get that. When we come back, we'll talk about that. But that's not normal, 49. Now, we'll be able to distill that number down to what might be the reasons why people are gone, but you're still left with a large number. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit?
Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today.
1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news. agenda21radio.news. Okay, we're talking about this Molly Tibbetts and this apparent anomaly that goes on. Some people aren't saying this is an anomaly. I do. This is kind of like back in the day when we were first working with missing kids. And I did part of my master's work on missing kids. I did a program where I got photographs of missing kids, and we distributed them to school districts, and that was, that was in the 80s, 84, 85, around that time. And that was, ultimately, that led to school districts all around the state of California, I think in the nation, putting in these kind of programs where the missing children could be found, at least registers of them could be found in school districts, and counselors and other people had access to the pictures, so in case something happened and a child ended up in a school who was missing or abducted, boom. Okay, well, we used to try to get the FBI to work with us on, get them on our side, and they were very reluctant. They just said, no, 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 we don't want to do that. It's not in our jurisdiction, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, they ultimately did get involved, the FBI, and of course, now they're really involved with Donald Trump. He's no missing child, by the way. But anyway, other things came about. The National Center for the Missing and Exploited Children, that became established and stuff like that. So anyway, and over the years, we've had to use some of my expertise and so on in finding missing children and been fairly successful. I'm not advertising for this, and I don't want to do this, but it's just something I have done in the past. So we have a number here, and this is why I'm going to get through this. Back in the day, everybody was very patronizing towards us people that were concerned about missing children, and then we would go in and advocate for it, and everybody would go, oh, it's no big deal. The first thing, the child is missing because it's a divorce situation, and you've got a father who's taken the child or a mother who's taken the children, and so it's messy, and we don't want to get into it. And so pretty soon they start parsing out the numbers. There was 10,000 missing children, and of that, 7,000 were involved with personal, divorces and things like that, and the rest. And so it was very patronizing because they were trying to do a numbers game on you and rationalize it why they should not get involved or get engaged with the process to try and find children. I mean, it's an excuse. So anyway, we kept the pressure up, and of course now today you've got, you know, Amber Alerts and things like that going on to try and find. But trafficking with children, see, this is kind of interesting because it's very difficult to traffic in children in America, of American children, because American children, for the most part, are educated to, and wise to this sort of thing. Yet they can be exploited, and there's many ways in which these people exploit children for a number of different reasons I'm not going to go into over the air. And they know how to do it. They have expertise with it to sort of get your child to jump in the car with them, you know. And there's a whole bunch of behavioral things you look for, and there's stuff that you can do to stop it and train your child. But most children in America really pretty much understand it. So in order to enhance a population base that does not have that information ingrained in them, embedded with them, you bring in unaccompanied minors to the border and bring them across the border, and they become orphan children, literally, orphan children. Because their parents either, well, the child could be abducted in Central America or South America or Mexico, or they could be bought and sold, you know, or rented. But either way, it's a child who's missing. But if you have, you know, one or two or three or four children that are in that boat, that's one or two, those are children. And that's why I say I don't need to be patronized by people who say, oh, it's just about a divorce thing. You know, these children are children. And when you start talking large numbers of them, then you realize there are people that are out abducting these people in a very aggressive fashion. Now, what we have got over the Obama eras is a large number of people from countries in which abducting children is part of their skill craft. It's part of how they do business. And they're mostly Islamic countries where they buy and sell and traffic in human beings, especially young ladies and boys. That seems to be the big thing. So these syndicates grow up of trafficking of certain types of boys and girls, depending upon what the client needs. And that's where I get into this thing here with this young lady. She looks so similar to so many cases in which you see people being abducted that look like her. Okay, but you got another problem, and that is this high number of 49 people in and around the Iowa area that is really a big concern. It says here, in light of the missing person investigation of Molly Tibbetts, concern have come to light about the number of juveniles reported missing in Iowa in recent weeks. And the Iowa Department of Public Safety acknowledges in late July as national interest in the Tibbetts case was heating up. It says in fiscal year 2017, 4,311 juveniles were reported missing in Iowa, around an average of 12 per day. Now, there's a problem, 12 per day. Now, you're going to find some of them. I get it. But missing children for 12 per day? But it added the vast majority of them are found or returned home within 24 hours. Typically, these cases are runaway situations, DPS statement said. The number of missing juveniles reported in recent weeks is in line with historical numbers. It says, as of Thursday, there were only 390 people listed as missing on the Iowa Missing Persons Information Clearinghouse, 225 of which were juveniles. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. That's what's going on. The trafficking in human flesh and slavery. New times ahead. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Two, one, one, zero. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Will Johnson. Man, what an awesome dude he is. He's, of course, with New California State. He's one of the headwinds of what we got going on here in New California. And trying to get him up here real quick to hear a few words, but I guess it's not going to happen for us. Naturally, because the technology is failing us. I love it when technology fails. Techno fails, they call it. Anyway, what is going on here? Ah, here we go. Let me get this.
Only in California, the fight is here. The fight is the United States of America. We have to come together and we have to fight these Nazis across the street. They're trying to take us down. Ever since I started this movie, before I started watching it, I noticed that these people want to attack white people as if white people are the problem, but they are the fascists. They don't want to recognize that it's the Democrats that have destroyed this nation, that have done everything they can to destroy all of us.
Well, that's Will Johnson. Unite America First. He is also with NewCaliforniaState.com. That's what we got going on in New California. Stay with us, huh? Anyway, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.